We're up to Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah Zayin. Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Hatmein Shemuchli Cheres. What are the examples of things that are Tam Bichli Cheres? Tavla Sheish La Liz Beis Umachta Shleima. So we know this already. We know this already. Last Perek. A tabla, a board, which has a lizbeis. Lizbeis is a boundary, has a rim, umachta shlema, and a complete bottom. Let's see the Rav. Rav says, tabla sheishla lizbeis umachta shlema, sheishla tefanis. A board which has walls, temeim. Yeah, here's a tabla. Here's the tabla. Tabla shimuleya de karos nitmei sachas hene, doesn't know.
We had something like this before already.
Right, we had this a few mishnayos back. Here was the tabla.
That was called the tabla.
That was the kli which you finish with.
Yeah, but was it called the tabla? Was it?
Here's the tabla. Tabla she'en l'lizbeis. Here it is.
What's the tabla?
A board.
So how can we? We already learned about a tabla.
I guess we're coming now. It's an introduction to the next case. In the next picture, we have all these kelim. We'll see what happens. Let's stay tuned. Let's see the Rav. Rav says she'esh lo defanois. Has walls to mem sheish lohem a base kibble poshut, since it has a base kibble in a receptacle to it. Umiresha the hatahirim shukliheris have a shaminon the hanacht mem, yokasha. Manash, the rabbis machavim to Rari. Because it says here from the Resha of the previous parak, it says that we have a list of klei cheres that are taharim, and we can make the implication is there it said that she'ein lo livleis, it doesn't have memeila shemuchli cheres to have shemin the hanach tameim. Ella, the answer is or chayu the tana hachi. That's the derech of a tana. He should repeat himself. He teaches you things which you could have figured out in by your own. Kiditnan beperik ve'elu treifos, ve'elu ksheros. There in Mishnah Tachun did the same thing. He gave you a list, enumerated a list of things that are Tomei and Tar, and we could have really figured out things on our own. Yet, even though we could have figured out different things on our own, the Tana went through the effort of telling us, of enumerating the items.
They enumerated it already.
Well, it didn't say it beferish. It said it in the other way around. It said Tar. Here it says Tomei. Here it says permission Zion. It says
over here it's talking about where Tommy
high rise
and has a lid.
And there so it discusses
about where it had a lid.
Right, exactly.
And we would have been able to figure that.
We would have been able. That's what he says. That we would have been able to figure it out. But that's the derech of the Tana to tell us things that we could figure it out on our own. We would have been able to figure it out, but still, that's the derech of the Tana to tell us things that we anyway would have figured out on our own. V'yachi satuva b'mishnah, you have this concept multiple times in the Mishnayos where the Tana tells us things that we could have figured out on our own.
So how can we even ask the question?
Why do we
even ask the question?
He does. That's what he does. It's Numa Sechta. So he tells, Tavla Shlo Cheres. You have a board of Cheres, Sheet, Malik. Now we go to the case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is the Tavla. The Tavla, new example, Shlo Sheet.
Can we start it again now that we understand what a Tavla is?
So Hatzmeim, we are now about to enumerate a list of items
that are
Tomei,
that are
Kli Cheres. Number one, tavla, sheyeshla lizbeis, a board has a lid. Number two, umach to shlema is a new case, a mach to shlema. Now there is no raf, so we have to go and rely upon the picture. What is the picture? Picture 42, okay? Picture 42, tavla sheyeshla lizbeis, umach to shlema, perek beis mishnevav, tavla machta. Ray Tzir 23. So you got to go back to number 23. I have no idea. 23. Machto. Which has Defanas.
So we're doing all these cases that we learned
reverse
with the Defanas.
Right. Here was without the Defanas. A tavla shenlo defanos, a machta shenlo defanos. Here is a tavla sheyesh lo lizbeis, and a machta sheyesh lo defanos.
Machta shlema.
Shlema.
It's called machta shlema.
Machta shlema. Okay, so it's just a repetition of those two cases. Gevaldik. Okay. Back. Okay. A tavla machta shlema. Next. Number next. A tavla shehi mbele koros. Now, new case. Let's say we have a tavla, like this picture, picture number 43, that is Malaya Karas. 1, 2, 3 times 4 is 12 Karas. And in one of the Karas, we're going to find a sheretz, a dead sheretz. A tavla, she Malaya Karas, nit me'o achas mehen, basheretz. If one of them, you see here the dead sheretz isn't here.
It's a tavla that has
Malay Karos,
and
one of them becomes Tameh. You find the dead sheretz in one of them. The tavla she Malay Karos.
That's not a tavla.
Here is a tavla.
But it's full of small Karos in between.
Inside, and one of the Karos has a sheretz.
But where does it say that?
A sheretz. Loi nitmeu kulam. Everything else remains tar. Okay, im yesh lo lizbeis oidif. If there is the lizbeis, means he see that it comes above. It comes above the sheretz. Nitm achas mehem nitm ukulon. Do you ever know that?
No.
It's a chiddush, right? Never knew that. Let's take a play at the over here. What it says over here in the Rav. Okay, tavla shlo chershim lekeros shiasuy karois karos. We have a tavla that is filled with karos. The akarois hein migufa ah. Here's the chiddush. There, it's migufa. It's permanently attached. It's part of the material. That's why we never knew this. Yeah. All of these karos, they're not detachable.
So then, how come in the first case where the lid's not high?
See, that's the chiddush. Now that becomes the chiddush. Since each,
I think the reason over here is because it's inside. Everything is inside.
Right? Well, one thing. Because since the rim, since these little tabloids, these little things are permanently attached, these little containers are permanently attached to the waste.
And you have walls that
going above. That combination makes the entire thing tummy.
Makes it like it's like inside of
right,
it.
Right. But let's say
all of them are like inside of it.
But let's say each one will be not permanently attached. It's mashma. If each one of these things would be removable,
is that true? Or what's the mark of a pot? Just the fact that both.
It's the combination. The combo.
Yeah.
That's what it says. Let's see. Vakaros hein migufa umechubarim, but that's a very important yisoid. These little karos are permanently attached. So the rule is, it is tahar. Only that one is tahar. Everything goes tahar. But if next, Rav, im yesh lo lizbeis oidif, im svas hatav lo tzav oidif 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 l'mal lo yos mipien shel karos, nitma achas mehem nitma kulam duch nichnas hasheretz b'fi hakara, when the sheretz enters the inside of the kara, kvar nichnas ba'avir ha-lizbeis ha-oidif saviv, when the sheretz enters, he's saying a new yisoy, you see, he's saying a different, nice, you see, you have to read it very carefully. He's not saying because it's probably attached, he's saying it's more than anything, because when this thing enters, it's now in the avir klicheres. Remember, that is the yisoy of a klicheres, it says it's mechaz etav ba'avir. So it's now metame ba'avir.
So it wouldn't really make a difference, that's what I was trying to say before. I don't think it would make...
It wouldn't make a difference.
That's what I'm saying. The fact that it's surrounded.
Yeah, but he
by
still
these
says
walls,
that.
Teich, no.
Yeah. But let's say it would not be permanently attached. Let's read the whole thing. Let's see what it says. And when the tavla becomes tamei. He's explaining why it's so. I understand why. Because look, just because this thing comes above all of the other kalim, that makes this box tummy. But why should each individual thing become tummy? Very good. The sheretz enters into this utensil. So right now it's in the avir. It's in the avir of the big outer klicheres. So good. So let's just be metame the box, the big box. Why should we be metame each individual kara? The sheretz did not enter into the ear space of each individual kara. The sheretz only entered into the ear space of the big box. In this case, it did not enter even into the ear space of the big box because it only entered into one of the karos. So this car is Tameh, everything else is Tar. So in this case, just because it entered in, the walls come above the Kara, why does it automatically have to be Metameh the entire thing? It should have to be Metameh one Kara, and it should have to be Metameh the big box. Why is it Metameh every single Kara? Here? So that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is, it's Metameh every single Kara.
Because the stuff together... Because they're stuck together, so that it's the time of all of them.
All of them, yeah. That's the Chiddush. That's what it says. So this vachs mechem lulu kulam the shundas ashes with the karu kvan nichlas vavir this. So in this mekola tavu the chli charis mitam meavir shundid me satavu kul in this mekola karus shehein migufa. And since it's stuck together, all going to become tameh. He makes the point the second time. But it's mashma. If these karos would not be permanently attached, they would not become tameh. Why? Because just because the sheretz came into the avi of the bikli, so the bikli becomes tameh, and the small kli becomes tameh, but it does not have the capacity to be metameh all of the other small little kelim.
So it would make the, you mean the bikli meaning this?
Yes.
The walls?
It would make the big kli tameh, the whole thing, though this big box is tameh. The empty, if you'd be able to empty out all these kelim, this thing would still be tameh because the sheretz went in the avi of the big kli.
But the small things wouldn't be. That's great.
The small things would not, if it's detachable. If it's detachable. Now that we know that these things are not detachable, they're permanently attached to the big box, and the sheretz enters into the avi of the big box, so once the avi of the big box becomes tameh, the big box, so therefore all the kelim become tameh as well. Okay, let's go by. Same thing with regard to a base tavlin. What's tavlin? Spices shelcheres. The kal modim hamesu omois. Base tavlin shel eitz shenit moechas b'mashka. Let's take a look. Go slow. Okay, basically, over here, this picture. Way over here, what he's calling over here, it looks like the choshen.
Yeah.
It looks like the choshen has. Yeah, there's only nine. We need one more. We need another row. Okay, but a tavlin means spices. Shelcheres. Now, what's the kal?
This box here is a tavlin shelcheres.
Yeah.
They used to have a box of different types of spices.
I guess so. Let's see what the Rav says. The Rav says this tavlin klicheres.
Yeah.
He also ribu in which are made ribuim ribuim.
Okay,
made small squares. Lostes b'chol ribua v'ribua min echad shel tavlin, and the custom was put in each little box one variety of a spice. And they don't mix one or the other. So what is halacha? It says over here next, and then we have a chayin also, this thing called the kal morim hamesu amois. What's that? Kli osu losis v'soichai hadiyoy v'hakulmas. Okay, the diyoy and the kulmas. This word comes from a quill of a sefer, a scribe. The scribe kli also lost themselves had dioi is the ink, the akulmos the squill, the hakelim the hakelim had shichum the safe and the various utensils that are needed by the scribe. The also gam him ribuyim tumim, we are tseinu mehem harbe, ukuim lohem balaz kalmuri. All right, he said that in his day it was very common. I guess it's the same thing as this. This is the same exact thing as this. It looks
what
like this.
A tavlin box, and what is a white box?
A box for a sefer. And he uses different inks. I guess a palette. You have black, green, red, yellow, white palette. And in each one of these things, there's different ink, different color ink. And in some of the boxes, he puts his utensils.
Inkwell, no? Inkwell.
Inkwell is only one. Inkwell is just a single little ink. Mm-hmm. But this is a much more sophisticated box where it has openings for multiple
colors. It's like a painting.
A palette.
People have paintings.
A painting, they have like a board.
Right.
A painting
different colors.
They just have one board, and they have swatches of color. And they, but this is an actual box which has different compartments.
You probably did painting, no? You never did painting.
I once met with a girl. She told me she has in her house. She likes to paint. She has a whole room. A whole room, yuchit, painting. It's a lovely girl. A whole room with, you know, all the different instruments and all the different inks and the different canvases and all the different... It's a whole chachma. Okay.
You only go out with you. Yuchesis.
No, she didn't want me, don't worry. Tell you how long ago that was? Okay. Kalmar, I don't even know why I remember that. These are the things that I remember. Kalmar Mohammed Su'amas.
It's very unique. I mean, how many people would you go out with that have a room full of paintings?
Okay. Kalmar Mohammed Su'amas. Okay, so this is a kulmas that are twins, meaning multiple set of utensils, little boxes. Ubeis talon shall eights. And then the Beis Talmud made another example of Gavaiter. And the Beis Talmud Shal Eitz, which is wood, not any more cheres. Ha'osui gamhu ibuim ibuim v'ein loy lizbezer. So basically, he's using this picture as a catch-all for all the different types of examples. This is an example of cheres for a tough spices. Or this is an example of the ink, or wood. Okay, Beis Talmud Shal Eitz. Shenit ma'achasim b'mashke. One of them became tummy b'mashke.
No, this must be the third thing, no?
It's the same thing. These are all, he's not differentiating.
They're all boxes. But this is one, it was this.
And the common denominator is that the rim, in this case at least, does not go above. See, here the rim goes above.
That was by... By the
pay. He all these examples he's saying. The Ainway Liz Bates Aidif. He's just saying all of these cases, three cases. There is the Beis Tavlin, and there is the Kalmorim Hamis Su'amas.
That's the painting.
And then there is the Beis Tavlin Shal Eitz.
What's the Beis Tavlin Shal?
Same exact thing as Cheres. Same exact thing, but instead of this being Cheres, it's wood. And the common denominator is, he says, the Ein Loy Lizbeis Oidif. They don't have a wall, a boundary.
This picture,
right? We're not discussing this picture.
We're discussing this picture.
This one does not have.
But we're discussing in the Mishnah those that do not
have. Now he's a shenitma echad demashke. Now what does that mean? The rabban goes to alamashkim. Now how did it become tamei? So here it says, here it shows a picture of a sheretz, but we're not discussing a sheretz. We're going to discuss now it becomes tamei demashke. I guess we're going to go to picture 46 in a few moments. This is just an example we gave. This is a continuation. Let's take a step back. The Mishnah started with the Karos, right? If it has a wall that's Oidef, if one becomes Tamei, Nitma Kulan. I left out a very important word. V'chein, the same halach that applies to this case where you have the Karos, V'chein, applies to a Beis Tavlin, Shel Cheres, V'kalmorim Hamis Su'amosh Beis Tavlin, Shulcheres, period. Then he goes on to...
Why not the other one?
Then he goes on to a new case.
It's the same thing. The Kalmaris, that's the Maris, is the one with the paint.
But now he's going to a new case. Shnitma echa mehem b'mashke. We have a general halacha that liquid has the capacity to mitame something midrabanan, right? Even though minatayra, a utensil can only a kli is not mikabel tuma from a rishon. The only way a utensil can become tamei is when it comes in contact with an avatoma. Correct?
Yeah.
We need an avatoma to be metame kli. If something is not an avatoma, it does not have the koyach to be metame kli. So mashke, let's say we have a liquid, we have a sheretz. A sheretz is an avatoma. A sheretz comes in contact with a liquid. What is a liquid? Liquid is a rishon. If now the water makes contact with the utensil, does the utensil become tamei?
Yeah.
No. A utensil does not become tummy from a rishna. A utensil can only become tummy from an avatoma. So if a liquid makes kadik with a utensil, mikradin, the utensil does not become tummy. However, the rabbanon will goizer that if a liquid makes contact with the utensil becomes tummy.
Avatoma?
Becomes tummy. No, becomes a rishon. The utensil has the same status as the liquid. So long here, he says that that's only going to be true when it comes to contact with a complete utensil. When you have a very complex utensil, as such, as this example, see where you have we have these interesting utensils. They have compartments, and one compartment becomes tamei. So here we're going to be makel, and we're not going to say that the other compartments become tamei as well. Let's take a look. Even though we have halacha d'rabbanan gozal to mamash b'machas no sheretz to tavei kelim the gzeirim shemashke zav zava. The reason why Chazal Machman decided that if a liquid makes contact with the utensil, is because we don't want to differentiate between bodily liquids. The bodily liquids of a zav and a zava have a koyach of an avatoma. Regular water, tap water, can never be an avatoma. But because people, they mistake one form of liquid for another, Chazal said, loy plug, all forms of liquid are going to have the din of an avatoma, only midirabanan. Therefore, on the outside, so that's another halacha. Stavka shnitma. I'm not sure what this means.
Don't understand
how the flow goes. Let's say b'mashkim b'mashkim loynitmu toichoy. There's another kula we have when it comes to liquids.
On the outside.
If a liquid cuts the outside, it does not mitame the kula, the inside. Therefore, kishnitmu echad mehem b'mashkim. So here he's coming to explain this exact case. Here he's showing you this picture. When one of them becomes tam b'mashkim, have a doifin shel hatamei achoyrov. Shel chaveroi, v'lo nitmu chaveroi. Avol betuma sheretz deraisa, v'kolecha denaga v'kli eitz, bein v'achora bein mitoichoi nitmu kuloi. Edin echam mihem nitmu chaveroi, shatuma noiga spoi me'achorov, dirisum v'kli cheres, tenim kamutu me'el migaboi, el mitoichoi afilu betuma sheretz, et nitmu echas mehem lo nitmu chaveroi, ditoichoi shol zeh nase gav chaveroi, v'kli cheres tenim ta migaboi, avol kli eitz ta migaboi, betuma sheretz, avol loi betuma smashkin. Okay, so basically what he's saying is, when we read this again, basically what the picture is here is a clue. So here's, now we understand the difference between these two pictures. This is cheres, and this is wood. So there's going to be a major difference between these two cases, picture 45 and picture 46. And that gets confusing because you have to put a stop. You see, that's why the word shall, this is what got me confused. I mean, this is what got me very confused. The word shall eats is going back on both the Kalmorim Hamesuamos and the Tavlin. That I thought the Kalmorim Shamus Hamesuamos was going back on Cheres. No, it's not going back on Cheres. You have to put a break here. You gotta put a comma here. Not only they're very good at that, here they didn't do that. So you know, if you go back to the Mishnah, here starts by talking about the Tabla.
Correct.
And Tabla had these little containers. That is the same thing that applies to these little, even though these are little separate things, but they're attached, applies exactly to this case as well. Right. Here we're dealing with, it's not a Tabla. No, that's a new case. That's a brand new case. Don't confuse that with the beginning of the mission. That's what misled us.
Okay, so let's read this inside.
Okay, the mission starts off inside Hatzmei Meshul Chicharis, Tavla Sheishol Lizbeis, right? And then we have the shovel. Machta Shlemer has the walls.
Right.
Next, new case. The Tavla, a Tavla Shehi Mulei Karos.
Right.
Okay, nitma achas mehen b'sheretz. In this case, it's not lamala. If one of them becomes tamei, only this becomes tamei. Nitma achas mehen b'sheretz. Loi nitma kulam. The remaining become tamei.
But is he telling you? here over here he's telling you all the things that are tame, right?
Tame. Now he's telling you another example. Now he's telling you it's not tame. Well, this is the tame. This one is tame.
So he starts telling you what's tame, and now he starts telling you what's not tame.
Or part nitma achas mehen. If one of them becomes tame,
only some of them.
Next, im yeshal lizbeis. Let's say there is a boundary.
But the truth is, this has a lizbeis too.
But the lizbeis does not go above.
Right.
Okay.
But it doesn't say that.
That's implied. Loinit mukulam im yeshal lizbeis oidif. If the lizbeis goes above, right? Nitma achas mehen. If one becomes tame,
nid
mukulam, they all become tame. V'chein, okay, v'chein. Now here's what's good. V'chein, the same thing. This yisod that we put over here, v'chein, the identical yisod is true by a base tavlin shel cheres. Period. What's the base tavlin shel cheres? That's these two cases. We have over here nitma echad, one compartment becomes tame.
Not the whole thing.
The other part acherim, the other compartments are tohirim. Where kishein lo lizbei zaydef nitma echad lo nitma kulam. But let's say kishayesh lo lizbei zaydef. Let's say we have the room comes above nitma echad nitma kulam. It will become tame.
Finished.
New case. But with regard to vikal morim hamis suamois, when you have the kulmis, the word of kulmis, kulmis means the quill. The word kal morim comes from the shosh of kulmis, hamis suamois, which are twins, means the compartments are identical. And ubeis tavlin shel eitz. So the common denominator of the kal morim hamis suamois is
and the eights
and the tavlin is then made from wood. Ooh, wood. Wood has a new rules. What is the main difference between wood and cheres? What is the main yisoid?
It's interesting that it didn't mention the tavlin first. We talked about tavlin.
Right. So
it should have really said.
Okay, but we wanted to say, I guess it's more common. Maybe this is more common. Shal eitz, he talk right over there. It was very common by him. That, and it's shal eitz. Now, what's the main you say when it says eitz? This is what the Rav really dwells upon in great length. Is when it comes to wood, eitz, generally, if you have a wood utensil,
right,
and a sheretz touches it from the outside, the entire thing becomes tame. If this is cheres,
only the
outside is not metame. Only the inside is metame.
Correct.
But there's
no,
one.
The outside is tame, not the inside.
No, the inside.
If it touches the outside.
Cheres? No, nothing happens.
Cheres. Only the outside?
No, only the inside. Nothing happens. No. Tomid only becomes become on the inside.
Only if it goes inside.
Inside. Then we had the meaning of the Masechta.
Right,
inside.
Not the outside.
That's it. Therefore, that's a very fundamental difference. Again, if it's wood, a cheres touches the outside, the entire thing becomes tame.
Cheres only.
No. Cheres is the other way around.
Only the inside.
Only the inside, not the outside.
The outside never becomes tummy.
The outside becomes tummy once it becomes tummy from the inside.
Yeah.
If you suspend the sheretz inside, then the whole thing becomes tummy, even the outside becomes tummy. But if the sheretz touches the outside, nothing happens.
Yeah.
Now, therefore, once we know that yisod, then he says, but there's one exception. What is the exception to that rule? The exception to that rule is liquids. Because liquids are only metame midrabana. Liquid is not metame minatora.
Okay.
Mashk is not metame minatora. It's only metame midrabanan. Therefore, being the liquids are not metame minatora. They're only metame midrabanan. Chazal said that if a liquid touches the outside of wood, it's not metame the kli.
It's not metame the inside.
Inside. Liquid.
You have a by cheres?
For sure not.
Okay, I'm just asking. I don't know.
Even a sheret that touches the outside is not metame the inside. So certainly liquid that touches the outside is not metame. Make me chumas. You're right. But the chiddush is when it comes to wood normally if Torah touches the outside, the inside becomes tame. But when it comes to liquids, since liquids are only midrabanan, it's not going to be metame. It's not metame. If it touches the outside, it's not metame. So now take that yisoid, and let's apply it to this case.
Okay.
Here we have this wood. This is wood.
We have all these.
And we have these parts. And now we have liquid inside. Liquid, a sheretz falls inside one of the compartments. Now this is wood.
Right.
Now, when it's wood,
The whole thing becomes thin.
A sheretz. Now, when the sheretz touches the inside of one compartment, the inside of this compartment is the outside of the other compartment.
So it automatically makes everything else tummy.
The whole wood thing is tummy. By cheres, we didn't do that.
Right.
Remember cheres? What happened cheres?
Toichai doesn't do the
toichai. When there's no lizbeis going above, and the sheretz went inside, only contaminated this box, did not contaminate the other box, because the inside for this is the outside for that, and the sheretz is not contaminated the outside. But when it comes to wood, touches the inside for this is the outside of this. So when it touches the outside of this, this becomes tummy. But let's say it's a mashke. It's not a sheretz, but it's in this picture, it's a mashke. And the mashke comes on the inside. So the mashke goes on the inside, it's not going to contaminate the other boxes because by liquids, we treat it like a kli cheres. Got it? That's the whole yisoy.
Okay.
Let's see the picture. We have over here, mashkin tameim, liquids. Metam and kelim only medrabanan. Vimdagoy b'chli migaboy, if it touches on the outside, it's not metame the inside. L-S, achodah, only the outside. Only metame, it's only metame the outside, it's not metame the inside. So I made him say, I told you that's not metame at all. Liquids are metame the outside. I wasn't 100% correct. If a liquid touches the outside of a wooden utensil,
this is not, okay.
Make believe it's a wooden utensil, yes. So the outside is tame, right. But the inside remains tar.
Okay.
So,
you said before it makes both then, right?
Sheretz makes both. If a sheretz touches the outside of a wooden utensil, if a sheretz, then everything, the outside and the inside is tummy. But if the liquid touches the outside, only the outside is tummy, not the inside. So here, when the liquid touches, mashkin tameim metame sakim rabban, imnagu b'chli migaba on the outside, ena metame toichai ela es achodah b'lvat. Ulechein kan, avsha mashkin nechshav l'nagi, even though the mashkin is considered to be l'nagia, b'chol haribuyim migabon, even though the mashkin is touching the outside, the liquid is not going to mitame anything. It's only going to mitame that receptacle inside that little box. Everything else remains tar, because with regard to everything else, it's considered to be the outside. And wood, liquid that touches wood, only contaminates the outside. It's not contaminate the inside. So nitma ribuy echad. If one box becomes tame mashke, tame, that box is tame. Haritame shemashke nimsa b'seich, because the mashke is inside of it. But sh'or haribuyim, the other boxes are taharim, because the sh'or haribuyim are considered the outside. This is considered the outside from the inside of these other boxes. But that's only true when it comes to liquids. When it comes to that sheretz itself. Cleates mekabel tamam bigav from the outside. V'sheretz mitame es akli midaraisa. Imkain kishnim sa sheretz be'echad haribuyim. When the sheretz is found in one of the boxes, mitame oisai. The entire thing becomes tame. Shenim sa v'socho. V'legabe kol yeser haribuyim. With regard to all the other boxes, nechshav lenagia bochem migabon. It's considered as if the sheretz touched them all. The kulam tameim. And they will tell me. All right?
Okay, so by water, it just makes
the inside tummy. That section tummy, and not the other sections.
It make the other sections.
But a sheretz, everything becomes tummy. Now, kli cheretz, she'en mekabel tamam migaboy, haribuya shebesoichle ha-sheretz tamay, avol shah haribuyim, shatarim inim, gimuram, elim, elim, elim. Okay, that's the same thing as this. This is an exact repetition of this.
Surely water.
And certainly water. Right, certainly water. All right, we'll go over the Rav again tomorrow. Okay, we'll go over the Rav tomorrow and we'll finish up the Mishnah. There's more to the Mishnah. We'll finish up. Maybe tomorrow we'll finish the Parak. What are we learning tomorrow?
Same time.
Same time? 10 to? 10 to. Good.
I want to put you through.
No, you're right.